You are listening to Put Out Into the Deep by Elaine Ackworth. This is an Assembly of Elephants production inspired by true stories of the signal women of the Australian Women's Army Service during World War II. This project is supported by the Queensland Government through the State Library of Queensland and the Australian Government Department of Veterans Affairs. Episode 1. Little Spiders.
Let's go, girls. We're up. On set. Chop, chop. Signals don't catch themselves. Come on, Sig Graham. Shake a leg there. They want my best on this.
Tickety-boo, Sarge. Primed and ready. So I'm your best. Huh? Well, maybe that'll count.
Don't let it go to your head, signal woman.
Here we are. Here we go. Come on now. Who has a secret for me? Dancing Man. Dancing Man, is that you?
Ah!
Claire?
It's all right, Sarge. I'll get him. I'm
adjusting just a smidgen, a few hurts. Come back, Dancing Man. It's you. Come back, Honourable Japanese Navy Signalman. Are you there? Tell me something now. What are you saying to me? Yes. Wait. Wait. Oop. Is it water? Is that a breach? And who are you?
Dancing Man. Whoa. Peeved or what? No. God damn it. Oh, sorry, Annie. He's running. He's changed frequencies.
Where have you gone? Come here. Just where have you gone, you rotten thing?
Claire? All right?
I had Dancing Man. I'm sure of it, Sarge, but he's changed frequency. I've got to find him again, and he's on this Navy ground-to-air network you gave me. What's happening on that network to have him on it?
And traffic will ask that, Claire, all right? Just get it down. We'll send it to traffic section. They'll sort it out. Right now, you keep after him.
It sounds like a bloody chook house out there.
Well, so long as we're in charge of the coop, Sig Graham.
Come on, chook, come back to Claire. Oh, there you are. There's nothing else. Only this, you and me across thousands of miles.
You're right.
That's Annie. She just spoke to me. I nod, but I can't look, can't smile, and I can't risk losing you again. It's you, I know it's you, Dancing Man. I know your hand on the key. You're crazy quick. Jive feet quick, and you think you're alone talking to one of your own, and you are. You are. But not just that. I have you, Dancing Man. I have you. I have you where you are. But where are you going, Signalman? Who are you signaling to? Whoa. Who's this? Who are you? What did you just say? Say it again. Say it again. Oh.
Jesus bloody Christ!
Claire.
Oh, sorry, Annie. Sorry, baby Jesus.
Let's talk there.
Ma'am, Sergeant, this has to go to traffic urgently, Sergeant. Look at who it's from and to. I had Dancing Man, but someone answered, well, cut in, another signal cut in using plain language and a place name, I think, Mortoni.
Claire.
He repeated it, Mortoni. Look, is that Morton, Sarge?
Claire.
Is it Sarge? Are they on the way here?
Settle down, Enid. Back on set. Claire, I don't know what that is, and neither do you. Would you let traffic analysis do their job, and can you just do yours, please?
Yes, Sergeant. Sorry, Sergeant. Back on set.
Claire, you have to stop this. Check.
Yes, Sergeant.
Amy, get this to the runners, quick smart.
Yes, ma'am, Sergeant, ma'am.
Just the rank is enough, Amy.
Yes, ma'am. Sergeant.
Well, that's you in your place.
Again? But she's right.
Well, you think so?
I talk too much.
Oh, you think so?
And I'm not in traffic.
Oh, you do know that, do you?
Oh, shut your cake hole. I'm going back to work now. You...
Hello. Are you back? Who are you? You were there before, the second signaler with Dancing Man, and I thought I heard you breach. Did you surface? Are you a submarine? Jerky, uncertain. How new are you, baby boy? And if you're a submarine, what are you doing on this frequency? This is an Air Force frequency. Who are you?
All right, I'll bite. What's up, Doc?
I don't know, Sarge. I think it was a submarine. I thought I heard the surface, but he's gone, and this is a Navy Air Force network.
Well, note it, finish it, and move on, Signal Woman. All right?
Uh-huh.
There's no time to wonder. No time for anything except your small, thin voices chasing each other through the air, fading and growing, running from me, suddenly switching frequencies. But I'll find you. I'll find you out.
Difficult. Waters. Zu Motoni. Entry South Channel. Dangerous. Lieutenant damaged. Battery leaks. It is very dark.
You're too good on sat for them to lose you.
I just want to work traffic. I want to learn analysis.
You're a Kana operator.
That's all there was. Who knew there was traffic analysis, let alone crypt or Y section?
Why can't you be happy with what you have?
I am. I am. I'm happy, but...
All right. Tell me your theory. Yes, of course you have a theory. When do you not have a theory? Why do you think it was a submarine?
Because that's what I'd hear at Point Cook. Monitoring the Jap Navy. The subs had surfaced to send, and they'd have to run to dry, and you could hear the sound of that. The sound that it made on the radio set, if you knew what you were listening for.
And you heard that tonight?
Yes. I think so, yes.
Okay. Good spot. Really very good spot, Clary. But he was on a Navy Air Force net.
Yes.
The Japanese subs usually use Jap Navy Air Force radio networks.
No.
Could you have misheard?
No. Well, maybe. I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Don't me. And he should have gone quiet, then not transmitted a signal and given direction finding a chance to locate him. But he didn't, Annie. He sent straight away. He was faint and short and uncertain, but he sent. So, is he faint because he's distant or because he's low voltage? He doesn't need much juice because he's sending to someone close by. And if that's so, who's he sending to? And what qualifies as close by to Brisbane? And how close is he to Brisbane then?
I see.
Why would a submarine risk sending so soon after surfacing when often they'd wait hours on that to avoid detection? It doesn't make sense unless this is urgent. Something's happened to them, or it's imminent. Some imminent action is about to be taken by them, in which case the question of what is nearby to Brisbane becomes bloody paramount, don't you think? I don't know, Annie. I don't know. There are too many unknowns, and I don't have enough messages coming in to narrow the options down. And now we're off shift for 18 hours, so God alone knows what I'm going to miss. I can only hope that he has scheduled call-ins and we're on the same schedule. Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry, Annie.
Yes, I see. All right. We really do need to get you moved to traffic analysis.
Sorry about the blaspheming.
Oh, chick, I'm not the one going to purgatory. Mrs. Peabody, leave that jolly possum.
Oh.
That cat has the devil in it.
Ahoy, you two. Thank God that shift's over. My brain feels like a bucket of Uncle Johnny's bait worms.
Ooh.
Here, take this. What are you gas bagging about?
I'm going to purgatory.
Annie, I love you to pieces. Aww. And you were the best check the shift ever had.
I'm not the check anymore.
Exactly. You've no need to prove yourself anymore.
Who's proving themselves?
No one.
Annie is proclaiming spiritual superiority. Take this. Tots all around.
No, Enid, if I'm being fair, she simply said I swear a lot, and according to the First Presbyterian Church of Scotland, that land me in purgatory.
Blasphemy. It's blasphemy, not just simple swearing.
Ah, well, you do, Claire. You blaspheme a lot.
Can't tell a lie, Clary girl, you do. I'll have another.
Sorry, Annie, didn't understand the rub.
Enid, is there anything you take seriously?
My oath? Things you can eat and things you can trade. And one day, maybe, when this is over, a smoke and a hot bath at the end of a long day.
Oh, well. When this is over.
When this is over, they'll be reading for pleasure again, without feeling you're wasting time and betraying the boys.
Aye. and there'll be uncensored letters from home.
And butter.
But real butter, Eve.
And good quality paper being used for books again. Not this tissue paper they're using now. Oh, I see the print from the Verso side, clear as day on the recto page.
You do, do you, Stell?
A jolly mound of it. A hillock of butter on toast.
Ooh, and real strawberry conserve. Not this tinned apple pulp they're dyeing with beetroot juice and passing off as jam.
Oh, and tea to stand a spoon in.
And proper leather bootlaces.
Okay, enough grapper for you.
Is that what this is?
I think you've had enough, Stell. You have a patso collection of things that annoy you. Bad bootlaces and improper paper.
Things should be true to themselves, to what they are. Too much gets lost or made less.
We're in the fight of our lives, Stell.
For what then, Annie? For what, I ask you? It's the small things that tell you value and fitness. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me that bottle now.
Enid. Hello, lovely Enid.
Claire, what do you say?
To what?
The war. What's important?
To do something? Leave a mark? This is good now. If we can't fight at the front like the men, then this is good. Important.
Aye, it is.
Right. Familiar. To the good stuff. What's important?
Oh, Claire, you're crying. Can I cry? I'll cry with you. Oh. What are you crying about?
Nothing. You're a grand lot of girls. Sweet Jesus, I'm pathetic. Oh, sorry. Oh, dear God. You're just going to have to say a few extra words on my behalf upstairs. I do blaspheme a lot.
Enid, where did you get this turpentine? It's awful. Did you make this?
Oh, can I make it too?
No. And I found it. At the bottom of the garden.
Oh.
With the fairies.
Mm.
There. That should do it.
What else have you got buried out here?
They sound like cherry peeps, he said. We drop a peep into a cup of water, and it lands on the porcelain base of that cup. And then it bounces up and lands again. Again. Again, again. They sound all like cherry peeps landing, my brother told me. The sonar peeps that all echo through water to a solid thing, and the return of that echo. How whales and dolphins move through the watery world, and bats navigate the sky. My brother is renowned. Our mother grieves, but she is proud of him, I think.
We are taught that the sailor's life is to perish as a part of the ocean. I must accept this.
Accept this.
But my heart burns with aches for my older son. And now I have fear for his younger brother.
My brother is most honorable of my family. He and his great friend, Lieutenant Matsuo, would change the face of the sun. If only that work can be seen in its true light, though. It will convince Navy high-ups. I will do this, older brother. I will prove the worth of your work. You will see. I will destroy the enemy. I will scatter them as paper before a cold wind. But, where is my mothership? Where has I-24 gone? Why does she not speak? I-24, special sheath to I-24, are you there? Ex-Brisbane advice, harbour mines in north required entry via south channel, dangerous waters, holding position, 2 miles east of coastline. Confirmed. Food moon. 4 days. Tidal. All 3, 2, 4. Enemy ship Wahoo departure. Query. You see, I have practiced, Lieutenanto. I am correcto in my sending. I must tell them of your eyes. I must, Lieutenant. You cannot see. Shuri, it is time. I-24, Mother Submarine. Are you there?
The surface. It is the surface. Is that you, new boy? I'm right here. What are you telling me?
From to PL, plain language. Sergeant, are you there?
This is the same call sign as yesterday. Your mystery, sir.
Yes. The start asked again, Sergeant. Strongest signal.
He's increased the strength of the signal. Why? Is he sending further?
Different part of the message and faster. Something for later. A time ending in plain language. Are you there?
Mm?
Are you there? Are you there? Same again. Upset. Agitated. Jerky. It's tumbling over itself. Some PL cannot something? No. Spell Kana. Something. Are you there?
Claire?
He stopped.
Come on. Come on. They're all looking at me. They all want to know about you, new boy, about your life unfolding in the dark.
All right, come on, you lot, back on set. What are you lot gawking at?
Oh, well done, new boy.
Slow, Sarge. Slow and measured. He calmed himself. Dancing man.
What?
Dancing man answered. New boy says, repeat that in plain language.
Claire?
Dancing man sent again, but he's not getting it. New boy asking for repeats. It's yes. Same message from Dancing man. Much slower. New boy answers. Plain language understood. And something else. Danger. Danger. Place name. Bay. Dancing man says what? Say again. Query.
Nah. I can't. Hold on. Hold on, you two. I'm scribbling fast as little fish. Little fish with the big fish behind them. What are you telling me? I have no idea what this says now except danger, south. South something, danger, place name, spell Kana, bay. What bay? The place name? Was that Morton again?
Sarge, check for traffic, Sarge, now. Amy.
Amy.
Amy, pencil, sorry.
Annie's looking at me. It's May 1943 and something's up, isn't it, new boy? Danger south. Danger Morton Bay. But here you all come again. Who's this now? Little whispers running through the night. Little spiders running across the silent web of the world's face. Dits and does to and from far across the sea. Amy's put sharpened pencils down on the desk in front of me. But I can't say thank you, can't stop, can't lose you. And I'm writing. I'm writing every word you say.
You have been listening to Put Out Into the Deep by Elaine Ackworth. This is an Assembly of Elephants production. We live and work on Meanjin, the traditional lands of the Turrbal and Jagera peoples, and we pay our respects to their elders, always. A big thanks to the cast, creatives, and organisations that support us. You will find all their details on our website. Please tune in for the next exciting instalment of Put Out Into the Deep, Season 1, and stay in touch to hear about our new World War II true crime podcast, The Reed Thorpe Files. Till next time, stay safe.